In this episode, get up to speed on the latest news that matters to video marketing masters.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuds.
Hey now, what is up? In a moment, we're going to talk about news, but first, you know, we had a client in the office yesterday from a nonprofit, and she requested a, quote, three cry video. She wanted a three cry video from us. Now, do you know what that is? It's kind of like when you go to a Thai food restaurant, you're looking at the menu and they're like the number of peppers next to the menu item and it tells you how spicy that item is. Well, a three cry video means that you're going to be gushing like a big baby by the end of it. So we went through some samples, we showed some things, and ideally what they were looking for is a video that strikes really powerful emotions in the nonprofit space to boost donations and to get their message out. A lot of fun. That's a great project to work on. You know, for me, it's always been the relationships you develop with the people while you're filming and the stories that end up being great on video, but impact your life. And that gets me super excited. So anytime I could do a three cry video, I'm pretty stoked. If you're wondering how to get started on Facebook Live, well, I just published two videos. The first video, you're going to learn how to engage your audience and look like a pro during your first Facebook Live video. Super cool, very short. I did it with my buddy Christo, who's back in the studio with me. Christo, what is up?
Hello.
Now, we didn't plan this out, Christo, right? I didn't tell you this was coming.
Not at all.
Now, if you could, tell the listeners where you've been for the last 2 weeks, because I know you haven't been here.
We've been in all of California's most desirable cities, all of the cities that you kind of pass through, but it was charming little road trip through Southern California.
Bakersfield. Modesto?
Not Modesto.
Not yet.
Northridge.
Northridge. How about Inland Empire?
Inland Empire, yeah. Just a little bit outside of San Bernardino.
So Christo was on the longest video shoot project in Wirebuzz history, right?
12 days straight of production. Three different cities. We did B-roll, interviews, the whole shebang. So it was a good trip.
And how much content did you guys capture?
I think what we ended up totaling out is about 30 hours of footage captured over the 12 days. So a lot to go through.
Unbelievable. Hey, just out of curiosity, did you end up running out of clean Wirebuzz branded shirts to wear?
We did. There was an incident where we were in desperate need of a washing machine because we just thought it inappropriate to show up for another day on set with a Wirebuzz shirt that may not be smelling the greatest.
Oh, that is so funny. It's such a treat to have you back in the office. A lot of fun. You know, the crew was sending photos, and I know that I posted a photo in one of the last episodes of Christo and the crew piling into the van that they were going to go on this road show. Anyway, nice to have him back in the studio. Let's post a photo of you guys at, didn't you guys go to a hockey game when you were there?
That's right. We did go, when you're in Bakersfield, I guess the hot ticket in town is the hockey game, the Condors, I think. Bakersfield Condors. So if you're ever in Bakersfield, enjoy the hockey game. It was a ton of fun.
That's awesome. Do you know why Condors? Condors is the official state bird of California. I know that because I grew up in California. That was fourth grade history. We learned that. All right. So, so we published two videos. One of them is about how to get started and how to use Facebook Live. Christo and I filmed it before he went away. And the second video features my tips and my tools. Really, what items that are simple tools that you should purchase in order to take Facebook Live to the next level. What you may not know is when I travel, I always carry a backpack. And in that backpack, I have my essential Facebook Live tools, my essential tools for creating videos. And we're going to put that on the show notes page for this episode so you can have access to it. Also, if you're interested in using video in your business to generate ROI, which this is all about, right? A return on investment, we're all trying to do that. Well, we just published a free video course that teaches our audience how to use video to generate ROI and the tactics that you need to know in order to guarantee you get ROI. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI, wirebuzz.com/ROI. I had to say that, you know, I had to say it again because I realized people are going to be typing in /you guessed it. And I don't want you to go there because there's nothing there. Yesterday, we had a really cool visitor here at the Wirebuzz office cutting some voiceover audio in our studio for a client. The guy was on season one of History Channel's Vikings. And so Dermid was here from across the pond from, well, he's living in London now, but he came in the studio. We were doing some work with him yesterday. We'll post a photo of Dermid from the Vikings episode and also a photo of us with him in studio yesterday when he was here. Pretty cool. All right, so you're going to notice that we're going to be providing an episode going forward that's just about news and an episode that's about tips and tactics and video marketing. And the reason we're splitting it off is we've been listening to your feedback, and thank you so much for doing it. It's allowing us to recognize that some of you just want to hear the news and others want to hear the tips. And if we separate them, you can get to what's valuable for you at faster rates. And we'll be releasing them at different times. On Tuesday, you'll be getting the tips and tactics for the week. And on Wednesday, you'll be getting the video marketing news. Hey, you know the saying, no good deed will go unpublished? Well, Facebook has just rolled out a new warning label for news stories that are disputed by third-party fact-checkers such as Snopes and PolitiFact. Now, Facebook users can report a news story as fake by clicking on a gray downward arrow button on the right side of the article. Now, this little box starts off, and I'm going to take a screenshot of this. I'll put it on the show notes page so you can see it. But this little gray box says, help us understand what's happening. What's going on? ? And then it's got four boxes. Basically, you're classifying this piece of information as it's annoying or not interesting. The next option is, I think it shouldn't be on Facebook. The third option is, it's a fake news story. And the fourth option is, it's spam. Now, when I see this, this is opening up a can of worms. So will this backfire for Facebook? Because I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to, and let me tell you why. People rebel against authoritarian solutions. You, me, Christo, even Christo does. And as a minor, we rebelled against our parents. We were told what to do. We resented bosses that suppress our insights, not Christo, of course. And Facebook users are going to absolutely flip out when Facebook tells them that news that they want to share and news that they're interested isn't approved by some Facebook central authority. Now, if there's one thing I learned as a member of the mainstream media, it's facts aren't black and white. They just aren't. It's all gray. And people aren't interested in learning something new. Check this out. Instead, what I discovered is people, when they approach news, they're looking to validate what they already believe. So even if Facebook is doing a good deed for mankind, eventually a large percentage of members at Facebook are going to punish Facebook for this solution. Forbes had an interesting article this week when they reported, quote, competition in the streaming TV market looks set to heat up. Now, with the internet behemoth Google announcing that it's going to roll out a new service called YouTube TV in major cities in the U.S. over the next few months, YouTube TV, it's going to be priced at $35 a month, in line with most entry-level plans offered by other streaming providers, including like DirecTV. You know, to begin with, the service is going to offer channels from 40 providers, including major broadcast networks, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, regional sports networks, thank God, and a few dozen cable channels such as ESPN and Fox News. You know, this is really what we would all consider like the TV essentials, right? Like, what is the minimally viable, the MVP product for having TV that you can access either on a television or a laptop or your mobile device? However, popular channels such as, and well, by the way, I'm reading from the article here from Forbes, so when it says, however, popular channels such as HBO and AMC, you should know that Todd wouldn't consider AMC a popular channel. So HBO and AMC will not be available at launch. Moreover, Google still needs to figure out deals with network affiliate stations and major broadcasters in smaller cities, possibly implying that the service is only going to launch in larger metropolitan areas to begin with. Look, overall, YouTube's TV list of channels is significantly smaller than the 100-plus channels that AT&T offers under its $35 introductory pricing for Direct Now. That story from Forbes will be on the show notes page. Look, when Google launched Google Plus, I had just launched our cancer awareness campaigns, breast cancer answers, colon cancer answers, prostate cancer live. And at the same time, roughly, we had just launched a free live streaming yoga class, daily live free yoga. And because our projects were aligned with Google's vision for Google Plus, Google encouraged every new Google Plus member to follow our Wirebuzz projects when they, you know, became a new member or when they signed up for Gmail or any of those Google services. And in just a matter of months, we generated 1.1 million followers because we were aligned with where they were going. Now, eventually, you already know how this evolves. The riches are always in the niches when it comes to being online. YouTube's TV package is going to eventually feature hyper-niche programming like local news, coming events, local sports updates. And just as a totally scientific study, I went through the office to find out who's got cable and who doesn't. And 66% of our office doesn't have cable. 33% has cable, and 40% of the people that have cable in our office said they're ready to get rid of cable. So there's a huge market shift in demand. Plus, everyone's on mobile devices. You could bring your viewing mobily with easier connectivity than cable, unless you've got really long cable, right? Or you're streaming from your house or something. And this is a really smart business move from our friends at Alphabet, Google, and YouTube. So if you're trying to create a local show, or you're a local events planner, maybe a chef, a local sports fanatic, a wedding coordinator, or even a concierge, start thinking about how you can create regular hyper-local production and then start networking with everyone that has YouTube TV on their LinkedIn profile. Develop a relationship. Let them know what you're working on. And if history repeats itself, which you know it always does, when YouTube is ready to go local, they're going to promote your concept like their poster child, like I used to be on Google Plus before it took a dump. You know, we've spent a lot of time on this podcast series about talking about market opportunities, right? And how you can see that these trends develop and they blossom in the same way. If you want to start positioning yourself, you don't have to be hyper-local even. If you want to start positioning yourself, creating your own show and your own network and have it roll out and look very, very slick and then start networking with YouTube TV staff, there's going to be an opportunity down there for you to become their poster child and for them to start marketing and elevating your channel on YouTube until your channel becomes a network. And then everybody's going to have access to it. Vice News did a great job breaking down the initial results of Snap's IPO when they explained, if you bought Snap stock, congratulations, you probably lost money. You know, it's funny. It's like the IPO, the big IPO opportunity lasted as long as a Snapchat video, right? 10 seconds, boom, gone, disappear. And after opening at $24.47 on Thursday and peaking at $28.84 on Friday, Snap stock began trading just above $22 a share on Tuesday morning. Now, that's still 29% above the IPO price of $17 enjoyed by a very select few of big financial institutions, but 10% lower than their opening day price that the investing public got access to. Now, this kind of reminds me of what happened when Facebook in May of 2012 IPO'd. You know, the social network held its initial IPO And at that point, it was the biggest in technology and one of the biggest in internet history, with peak market capitalization of over $104 billion, right? But if you watched closely like I did, you'd remember that Facebook stock got quickly readjusted by the market. It lost a whole lot of value in the beginning, but after the few first weeks, the price rebounded and has grown very consistent since. Now, just like Facebook, Snap has user data on a huge percentage of people with money to buy things. Now, to me, that means Snap is a valuable long-term investment opportunity. And that's why I'm just waiting for the market's reevaluation before I jump in on the long run and take Snap for a good old ride. All right. So that's the news of the week that matters to video marketers. A quick little summary for you to keep it top of mind. Facebook, our friends in Menlo Park, they rolled out this tab that allows people to select if things that they're seeing are annoying, if they're looking at fake news, or if it shouldn't be on Facebook, or if it's spam. Yours truly, my prediction is that's going to come back like any good deed and bite Facebook in the backside. And let's see, Forbes had a really interesting article about YouTube TV and how they're going to be rolling out and with what on it. And I provided you with a tactical way to grow a concept on YouTube and then start leveraging yourself and networking yourself into the YouTube TV staff so they can do the marketing for you. And I also talked to you about Snapchat stock, how it took a dump. We were already kind of prepared for this here at Video Marketing Mastery. We spent some time in a recent past episode, talking to you about a head of marketing inside of Snapchat that left because he didn't want to go along with the accusation that he made that Snapchat was forcing him to cook numbers and to push that out to potential investors, fake audience metrics. And maybe this has something to do with it. If you go back and listen to that past episode, I did say be cautious because the market is going to readjust and evaluate to determine what they think the real price is. Hey, if you want to get access to the show notes page for this episode, just go to wirebuzz.com/68. An easy way to remember 68. America was in a really turbulent time in 1968. There was a lot of riots and tribulations. But the easiest thing to remember is Vice President Richard Nixon won the presidential election over Democratic nominee Vice President Hubert Humphrey. All right, so that's an easy way. There was a really important election. Nixon, Humphrey, 1968. If you're looking for the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/68. And if you haven't checked out episode 67, which goes in conjunction with episode 68, please make sure you do that. That episode is all about account-based marketing versus inbound marketing and how it affects your video strategy. It is nerdy, but very important for you to know it. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/67. An easy way to remember 67 is, it's the year before the presidential election. Look, if this episode of news was valuable to you, please subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, give us an honest rating and review. If there's anybody that you're rooting for, please make sure that you share this episode with them so they can be up to speed. And each and every week, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to bring you the latest news in an episode, and I'm also going to give you very smart video marketing tactical strategies that you can use to move your business to the next level. And we do all of this so you can be a marketing master inside of your own office.